Welcome to the lesson. Today we're making a roller in Ableton Live 12 with sub swing and that dusty VHS rave color in a jungle and old school drum and bass style. So this is not about giant modern Euro bass design. We're going for tight drums, a moving sub, a little push and release in the low end, and an arrangement that feels alive without getting messy. The big idea here is simple. The groove should roll, breathe, and feel slightly haunted. Like a worn tape from a rave in a basement or a warehouse, but still clean enough that the bass hits with weight. So keep that in mind as we work. Swing, but not sloppiness. Weight, but not overload. Let's set up the project first. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want a classic starting point, go with 174. Then create a few tracks. You'll want a drum track, a sub-bass track, and an atmosphere or FX track. If you like, also set up return tracks for reverb and delay, because we're going to use those for space and character later. Now let's build the drum foundation, because in drum and bass the drums carry a huge part of the roller feel. You can start with a breakbeat, which is very jungle friendly. If you have an amen style break, Apache, or any dusty 4-bar break, drag it into an audio track. If needed, warp it so it sits properly at the project tempo. And if you want to get hands-on with the hits, you can right-click the clip and slice it to a new MIDI track that lets you rearrange the break in a very classic jungle way. If you'd rather program drums from scratch, that works too. A simple starting point is snare on 2 and 4, with syncopated kick placements around it, plus hats and ghost notes to keep the motion going. The key is not to make it too rigid. You want it to feel like it's stepping forward, not just ticking along. Here's a really important part of the sound. Swing. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing groove, like an MPC 16 swing or something in that family. Drag the groove onto your hats, ghost percussion, and maybe even some bass notes later on, but keep the main snare backbone solid. That's your anchor. If everything swings too much, the whole roller can fall apart. So think of swing as something that lives around the spine, not instead of it. Now let's make the sub bass, which is where the real lesson starts. Load up operator on a MIDI track, set oscillator to a sine wave, and turn off the other oscillators so you're left with a clean sub. Keep it mono. Turn on legato if you want notes to connect more smoothly. If you want a tiny bit of glide between notes, add a very small portamento time, maybe around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Keep that subtle. We're after movement, not cartoon slides. The sub should stay clean at the source. If you want warmth later, we can add a little saturation. But the actual sub should be pure and controlled. Now write the bass phrase. This is where sub swing comes in. Instead of putting bass on every beat, make a pattern that leaves space and answers the drums. That call and response feeling is a huge part of old school jungle energy. Try a 1-bar or 2-bar pattern with a long note on the 1, then a shorter note after beat 2, then another sustained note, then a pickup note before the next bar. You can also offset some notes slightly later in the grid, while keeping others right on time. That little tension between straight and loose is what makes it feel alive. A simple example could be a long note on beat 1, a short hit around and after 2, another longer sustain on beat 3, and then a short pickup before the next bar. It sounds small, but it creates a push and release sensation that instantly gives you that roller feeling. Also, use note length as a musical tool. Long notes feel heavier and more tense. Short notes feel bouncy and rhythmic. Combine those two ideas and the bass starts dancing with the drums instead of just sitting under them. And here's a teacher tip. Don't overfill the bar. Old school DNB often sounds powerful because there's space around the bass phrase. Silence is part of the groove. If the bass is too busy, the low end loses impact. If you want a more VHS rave feel, add subtle imperfection. Nudge some bass notes a little later. Leave other notes right on the grid. Keep the snare and main drum hit solid, but let the sub breathe a little. That tiny human looseness is part of the flavor. You can also shape the bass with a bit of saturation. Try Ableton saturator after operator and keep it gentle, maybe just a little drive. We're not trying to crush the sub. We're just giving it some warmth and dust. If you want more grit, you can use redux very lightly, but be careful. Too much degradation and the low end can disappear. If you want, make a quiet mid-bass layer too. Duplicate the sub and turn that copy into a low-passed saw or square texture with very subtle saturation. Blend it underneath the clean sub so small speakers can hear the bass movement without ruining the deep foundation. Keep it low in the mix. The main bass should still be the sine sub. Now let's think about arrangement, because a roller is not just a loop. It's the way the loop evolves over time. Start with an 8-bar idea. In bars 1 and 2, establish the groove. In bars 3 and 4, add a small fill or a break chop. In bars 5 and 6, change one detail in the kick or hat rhythm. Then in bars 7 and 8, build a little tension before the loop repeats. That small change every 2 or 4 bars is what keeps the track feeling alive. For a simple arrangement shape, you could do an intro, a drop, a breakdown, and then a second drop. A classic version might be 16 bars of intro, 32 bars of drop, 16 bars of breakdown, 32 bars of second drop, and then an outro. But if you want a quicker club sketch, do 8 bars intro, 16 bars drop, 8 bars variation, 8 bars breakdown, and 16 bars final drop. Beginner friendly, but still effective. To get the VHS rave atmosphere, add small texture layers rather than huge pads. Think chopped rave stabs, a little noise, a reversed cymbal, vinyl crackle, a distant ambient hit, or resampled break texture. Use auto filter for sweeps, reverb for space, echo for ghostly delay, and utility to keep low frequencies of your FX layers. That way the atmosphere stays in the background and doesn't cloud the sub. A very useful trick in this style is automation. In arrangement view, automate the auto filter cutoff on the drums or bass during breakdowns. Add a little reverb throw on a snare or stab right before a section change. Pull the bass down for half a bar and bring it back hard. Remove the kick for one bar before a drop. These small energy changes make the arrangement feel intentional and musical. And remember, the low end needs to stay controlled. Use EQ8 on the bass track if you need to clean up mud. Don't overcut the fundamental area, but if there's buildup around 150 to 300 Hz, tame it a bit. Keep the sub mono with utility. Check your stereo width on the atmosphere layers, not on the bass. The sub should sit right in the center and hit with confidence. One really nice advanced beginner move is resampling. Solo the drums and bass, record them to a new audio track, then slice that audio and rearrange a few tiny sections. This can make your loop feel more like a real jungle edit instead of a perfectly programmed pattern. You can chop a fill, reverse a little piece, or duplicate a fragment for extra movement. It's a great way to get character. Now let's shape the vibe a little more with some coach notes. Think in terms of push and release. Some notes should arrive a touch early, some a touch late. Keep one stable anchor point, usually the snare or a main drum hit, so the track has a spine. Use velocity as well. Lower velocity response notes can make the bass feel more human and more musical. And if your loop sounds good at low volume, that's a great sign. A strong roller should still make sense quietly. If you want the track to feel rougher and more authentic, make one section a little dirtier than the others. Maybe a touch more saturation in the drop, or slightly looser timing in the variation. That contrast can make the transition feel more real and more energetic. Here's a simple practice exercise you can try right away. Make an 8-bar sketch. Build a basic drum loop. Add swing to the hats and ghost notes, and put one small fill at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. Then create a sine sub and operator and write a 1-bar bass idea with one long note, one short syncopated note, and one pickup note into the next bar. Copy that across 8 bars, and change only the last note in bars 4 and 8. Then add a bit of atmosphere, filter the intro, and bring the full groove in at bar 5. If you want a bonus challenge, resample the loop and rebuild the second section from that audio. So to recap, keep the sub clean but rhythmic, use subtle timing offsets, let drums and bass answer each other, add texture with Ableton stock devices, and change something every 4 or 8 bars. The goal is controlled motion, low-end tension, and that dusty old-school jungle vibe without clutter. That's the roller mindset. Not constant intensity. Just a groove that breathes, swings, and feels like a VHS tape of a rave coming back to life. If you want, next I can turn this into a bar-by-bar session plan, a MIDI note example for the sub pattern, or a stock Ableton device chain for the bass and atmosphere.